to the Well-Being Scriptures for today. Our motivation in this podcast is to be wealthy, healthy, and wise, based on God's Word, which gives life to our mortal bodies.
We're reading again from a Darby translation. It's Friday, the last day, the last working day of the week. Well-Being Scriptures for today. And as we do often on this podcast, we start with health scriptures. Isaiah 53:4-5. Surely he had borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. And we did regard him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. Deuteronomy 30:19-20. I call heaven and earth to witness this day against you. Life and death have I set before you, blessing and cursing. Choose then life, that thou mayest live, thou and thy seed. In loving Jehovah thy God, in hearkening to his voice, and in cleaving to him, for this is thy life, and the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which Jehovah swore unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them. Jeremiah 33:6. Behold, I will apply a healing dressing to it, and cure, and I will heal them, and will reveal unto them an abundance of peace and truth. 1 Peter 2:24. Who himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, in order that being dead to sins, we may live to righteousness. By whose stripes ye have been healed. 1 John 4:4. Ye are of God, children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Revelation 12:11. And they have overcome him by reason of the blood of the Lamb, by reason of the word of their testimony, and have not loved their life even unto death. Philippians 4:6-7. Be careful about nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which surpasses every understanding, shall guard your hearts and your thoughts by Christ Jesus. 3 John 2. Beloved, I desire that in all things thou shouldest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. World Scriptures. Proverbs 28:20. A faithful man aboundeth with blessings, but he that maketh haste to be rich shall not be innocent. Deuteronomy 8:18. For thou shalt remember Jehovah thy God, that it is he who giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore unto thy fathers, as it is this day. Proverbs 10:4. He cometh to want that dealeth with a slack hand, but hand of the diligent maketh rich. 2 Chronicles 26:5. And he saw God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God. And in the days that he sought Jehovah, God made him to prosper. Psalm 1:1-3. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the wicked, and standeth not in the way of sinners, and sitteth not in the seat of scorners, but his delight is in Jehovah's law, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he is as a tree planted by brooks of water, which giveth its fruit in its season, and whose leaf faileth not, and all that he doeth prospereth. Proverbs 13:4. A sluggard's soul desireth and hath nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made fat. 2 Corinthians 9:6-7. But this is true. He that soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he that sows in the spirit of blessing shall reap also in blessing. Each according as he purposed in his heart, not grievingly or of necessity. For God loves a cheerful giver. Philippians 4:19. For my God shall abundantly supply all your need according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Other well-being scriptures. Hosea 4:6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. For thou hast rejected knowledge, and I will reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I also will forget thy children. Proverbs 13 verse 20, he that walketh with wise men becometh wise, but a companion of the foolish will be depraved. Ecclesiastes 10 verse 19, a feast is made for laughter, and why maketh life merry? But money answereth everything. Ecclesiastes 4 verse 4, and I saw all labor and all sources of work, that it is man's jealousy of his neighbor. This also is vanity and pursuit of the wind. Romans 13 verse 8, owe no one anything unless to love one another, for he that loves another has fulfilled the law. Philippians 2 verse 3, let nothing be in the spirit of strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, each esteeming the other as more excellent than themselves. Proverbs 8 verse 12, I wisdom dwell with prudence, and find the knowledge which cometh of reflection. Isaiah 30 verse 15, for thus said the Lord Jehovah, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest shall ye be saved, in quietness and confidence shall be your strength, but ye would not. Isaiah 51 verse 16, and I have put my words in thy mouth, and covered thee with the shadow of my hand, to plant the heavens, and to lay the foundations of the earth, and to say unto Zion, thou art my people. John 15 verse 7, if ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will, and it shall come to pass to you. It's a pleasure to read the Word of God with you today. I join you and encourage you to listen to this as often as you can. Speak the words back to yourself, that you may hear them, that you may come out from your own lips. For in doing so, the words become life and health to your bones.
Thank you for your time today. See you again tomorrow. Wherever in scriptures, for faith. Blessings.